The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Yes, hips galore on this one today.
Well, all long hair women, including Britt in here. Yeah.
We all got color in our hair too. Look at us.
I've been having it forever.
I can't wait to see Britt's frost tips.
Wait, what did I just walk into?
How are you guys doing on this lovely day? Are you guys ready for Christmas?
No.
What? Why not?
Good question. Everybody broke.
Keisha, why you always eat every time we do Squadcast?
Well, usually because we do it at noon, which is like lunchtime. But then also 2 hours after that is lunchtime as well. I eat every 2 hours.
Because you got a healthy metabolism. I'm real jealous. Look at that.
And I'm eating real bad.
Second lunch. Yes.
And why do I have Flamin' Hot Fries in a bowl? Judge my mind.
Wow. That's ultra bougie. Not your hot fries.
Cobb County. I'm eating bad. I'm eating pizza. Whatever.
Wait. So why are you not ready for Christmas?
Because you know what? Because it's my dad's 70th birthday and we throw him a birthday party. So that has kind of taken priority over everything right now.
Wait, so he's like, so, oh, it's like birthday slash Christmas, so it's okay.
Well, yeah, we haven't even gotten to Christmas, because I feel like we're just on birthday. His birthday is today.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Keisha's dad.
My brother's birthday is tomorrow.
Well, yeah. Dang, everybody's birthday. Do y'all usually give them, like, one gift that is Christmas and birthday, or, like, you separate
them? No. Mm-hmm. And then my aunt's birthday is Christmas Eve, but...
Disrespect.
They always still do Christmas, birthday and Christmas.
Oh, that's nice. I feel bad for people who have their birthday around Christmas, because it's like, you take this, you see this one gift, it's for both. Take it.
1 year we combine their birthday parties, but other than that, my brother like, don't do that. He's like, I feel like y'all be over me by the time it gets to my birthday. It'd just be all about his birthday the day before. I was like, sir. He didn't have a birthday the year you was born. How about that? So
Right. Mm-mm. Callie, you ready?
No. Wrap this year up. Whoop de doo. Like, it's all over.
You know, I've never put up Christmas decorations. I think that's also why. I also don't feel like a full adult yet either.
Have you always lived by yourself?
I've always lived by myself. And since I've been an adult, I've always lived out of state. So I go home for the holiday. So I don't know.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'm not a big decorator, but I will put some stuff up for Christmas. So, like, I've got the Christmas decoration, and I got kids, so.
Yeah, you got kids. I'm about to say, you better put up some stuff.
They don't have a lot, though. I don't be going overboard, like, I be looking at them, other moms, like, dang, I probably need to get you some
Mav, don't check into you about that?
No. You see, like, this is what we got. We got this wreath on the door, we got a Christmas tree, and we got... probably a black angel and a black Santa somewhere in my house. That's it.
My mama would go crazy decorating Meg's house. Y'all ever been to Meg's mansion?
Stop telling people that, Keisha.
Oh,
okay, well, that's you. Look, this is a right. Then they paying me, because
This is a regular Atlanta home. You gonna get me
I pulled up, she had
robbed.
ballet. I said, oh, well, excuse me. Let me get myself together. Hold on.
This is the poverty room she shoots in. Let people know that she's struggling. Got it. Got it.
It's a, you know how most people have a gated community? It's just like to get into right where the house is at. Meg's gated community is like 5 miles down. Like you got to get into the gate to even get into.
It
ain't no gate,
Meg living large, y'all. That's all I'm
Keisha.
saying.
Thank you for making it sound more amazing than it is. Thank you.
Love it.
Meg living real large.
That's how
Meg.
Magic Johnson's house was. I know it's mad random. I did a documentary with him. He had three, like, security gated people had to keep checking in. Well, random.
Oh, it's Santa's favorite elf. Just making sure we're in the.
Tis the season,
Are your
space.
dreads green or that's just like something in the background?
No.
Say what now?
Oh,
Yeah, green
I was
dreads. Tis the season,
Hilarious.
girl.
Hilarious. You know, got the glow. I got the glow, Keisha.
Nothing
I got the glow. What's up, y'all?
much. I was asking everybody, are you ready for Christmas? I mean, clearly you are, but.
Hello. I got, you know, I've been busy. I've been busy.
Workshop.
But you know, I was able to get away. Hello, Megatron.
What's up? What's up? Glad to see
Hello.
you. Glad to see you.
What's going on? Ladies, how y'all doing? Keisha, Callie,
Good.
Dion.
What's up, brother?
Wait, Dion, are you
Y'all
ready for
together,
Christmas?
To make money, you know, I do headshots for families and whatnot. I got that shit lined up, you
Oh,
know. I got the
yeah.
Christmas
Every
tree.
episode we do, he got a new hustle that he unleashes. What?
I
Ladies, Dion ain't
make
never
my
gonna
money.
be broke, okay? He either gonna sell you some oils, he gonna
I sell you.
make a rap, do a podcast at his studio slash house that he live in the next room. Look, Dion,
Meth.
that's all
Meth.
working man.
Yeah.
Appreciate
I got it
I
all.
can
I got it
respect the
all.
hustle.
OxyCotton. I'm in LA. I mean, why not? You
I'm
know,
out of
got to.
here.
Vibing.
Good for you, Dion. Good for you.
Versatile brother, man.
I love it Christmas. I just love like just the songs and the
Yeah.
tis the
People don't care.
season,
I feel
huh?
like other holidays are jealous they ain't got
One of my
Christmas
favorite
carols.
holidays.
It is?
Mm.
And you ain't got not a nair
I
decoration.
know. Christmas and 4th of July.
What? 4th of July?
That's
I know, not
Fourth of
in
July.
she
The
like
Colonizers
you could
Day.
have said
Not the holiday
Juneteenth.
itself, but just like we get together, we outside, we at the pool, we got crazy fireworks going, all
You
kinds
could
of
have
things.
chose
Ain't Juneteenth then,
Thanksgiving. You could have chose
Jeez.
Thanksgiving.
I've been trying to get my family on board, but you know how older people are. We gotta wait till that generation.
I was thinking, so I live in like a predominantly white
Why?
neighborhood, and they be like all the major holidays, they be having like this one neighbor, they do a little 4th of July party, and they invite everybody. This one does Halloween, everybody. And so I was really contemplating, should I invite these white people to a Juneteenth party?
Yeah, why not?
You're asking the good questions right there.
But I
You
kind of
go.
just want it to be us and them. I don't want to invite my black people. I want it to be them because I want to teach them what is
I think
appropriate.
you should tell them to wear dashikis and head wraps, and nobody else in the party have it on. And they walk in like, oh, are we overdressed?
Your girl's gonna be mad.
You
We're appropriating our culture.
could start with Kwanzaa and break them in.
Just like, hey, we only that's 5 days though. I just want to do
Just
one.
give them one day. Just give them
Oh
Ujima. That's
no.
it.
I'm trying to get them Kujichagulia, okay? They need to say this. Like, but I'm thinking
Oh,
like shoot, because I feel like they weigh in on us since we're like the black, one of the black families in this area. They like waiting, like, we're gonna hold off on Juneteenth and give it to the William.
yeah.
Oh, boy.
Waiting on our invite. I don't
Can
know.
I be mad if white people put together a Juneteenth?
Right. That's what I'm saying. I think they
Can
waiting for
we
us, but I'm like, y'all gonna have to wait. I don't really feel like I don't
wait?
want them
What's
to get
bigger?
their
What's
alcohol
bigger,
work.
Hanukkah or Kwanzaa?
Hanukkah,
Hanukkah.
of course.
Yeah. I
Good.
just know don't know. It's about the candles, lighting the candles, right? On every day.
The
Was that
menorah.
is that Kwanzaa?
You know nothing of
Both of them.
Kwanzaa, huh, Dion?
I don't know.
Okay.
My mama's white.
Okay.
What?
Wow, really?
You got a Colin Kaepernick situation? Like
everyone in the
Zoom board. Why you do, sir?
Makes sense. Let me put on my Dion glasses.
What do they do for Hanukkah?
I don't know. They light a menorah every day. I mean, they light a candle on the menorah, and they have.
The same as Kwanzaa.
It gotta
right?
be deeper than just lighting a candle, though.
No, it's not.
I think
that.
They eat some kind of.
Like every day. I mean, I think like, they
light
read.
A candle every day.
I think they read. Somebody look it up. Google.
They tell
like
a, I think
Google.
They tell a story. They tell a story and eat some dumplings or something. I,
Callie, you know, look it up. Help us, Callie.
Some
dumplings.
They do something.
Help us, Callie.
I don't even want my phone. Callie is in the going on.
She moving like the comment section right now. She like this the whole time.
This is crazy. All y'all LA people.
I don't have a $9,000 microphone in my face, so you can't hear me, Dion.
I feel like y'all LA people are doing us an injustice because LA ain't nothing but Jewish people, and y'all don't know this.
I don't know.
They don't invite us over for the holidays, man.
But y'all be getting all the all the Jewish holidays off in school and stuff.
Yeah,
we'll observe for that. We'll observe for that, but we don't know what Hanukkah is, or what's the other
Yom
one? They
Kippur?
Got another one.
It's a Yom
Kippur.
Commemorating the
y'all be getting all them holidays off.
Y'all ready? Rosh Hashanah.
Go ahead, Callie. What is it? What
Caesar,
happened?
Caesar Chavez. Caesar
they
Chavez.
Light a menorah, and then they recite blessings and prayers, and then they display the menorah. They eat fried foods and
specifically.
Play the dreidel. The dreidel game is a big one.
Okay, I know. I do know that game. Song.
And they sing some songs and do charitable acts.
Okay.
So basically, Jewish Kwanzaa.
So read Kwanzaa for Dion, if you could.
For all of us, because I'm sure all of us.
Yeah, we don't know what Kwanzaa is either.
I don't know I don't know all the days. Wait.
Teach us.
Ujima. I don't know the order. Kujajakalia.
If I say any of these words wrong, y'all,
I'm missing two.
I'm not doing this.
Three more.
What are we supposed to be doing for Kwanzaa? How about that? Like, what are we supposed to be doing?
It's like something different each every day. Right?
Yeah, each day means something different.
We're supposed to watch Moesha, right?
Supposed to be gift giving.
What's the date of Kwanzaa?
It's always starts December 26th. That's all I know. And it goes for what, 7 days?
And wearing traditional clothing.
So dashikis.
Yeah.
All these days sound like hood chicks names.
Wow,
that's what you're gonna reduce.
If you say all the names, like, yep, I know a girl named Wakachimia.
Not at all.
Say the names, Callie.
No. Wow, Dion.
Callie and Keisha are not having this.
No. Nice trying to get me canceled. I'll take
it. Say the names. I'm gonna look them up.
Gonna sound like a Harry Potter spell. Leave me alone.
Hilarious. But what are we supposed to? Okay, are we supposed to be lighting candles?
Both light candles.
Every night you light candles.
Read books, right?
You're supposed to discuss that day's principles. So each day has a different principle: unity, self-determination, collective work and responsibility. Cooperation, economics, purpose, creativity, and faith.
Okay. We haven't been practicing any of this. Okay.
Just do it every day. Don't wait till Kwanzaa. You know?
Y'all want to try something different this year? Y'all
celebrate
try?
Kwanzaa, Matt?
No, girl.
Dion needs to just go ahead and get all of them every day and just go ahead and light them every day before you walk out the house. Get that good energy up in there.
I don't have any bad omens on me, yo. Why would you put that on me?
Now, why is this? What I want to know, why the half black person here know more Kwanzaa principles than y'all?
Ooh.
Why y'all ain't learn no Kwanzaa principles?
Because the light skinned ones be the most militant.
Yeah. That's I feel like I learned it in college or something. I don't know. And I
they
was
always the
school.
Most. They always the most militant. I'm just saying, y'all always the most militant.
They gotta prove that they're black.
I about to say you gotta prove
you
yourself.
Meanwhile, this was a black student union's presentation every year, and I just
my name. I ain't gotta know. Nobody's gonna question.
I like Megan. Jesus, he gets all of this done in one day. So where I'm at.
Okay, so here we go. Umoja means unity. Kujujakalia, self-determination. Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Ujama, cooperative
I
economics.
Definitely know a girl named that.
Nia, we know Nia's. Nia means purpose. Kuumba means creativity. And Imani, faith.
I know two Imanis for sure.
Well, this is as good a time as any. Merry Hello. Christmas to all of you out there. We hope you are enjoying yourselves. Thanks for joining us on this special edition of Squadcast. I'm your host for the day, Meg Scoop. Of course, Tahir is somewhere being a reindeer, which is why he's not here today. And Pat, of course, is he got to get his dreads twisted for once every 5 years. That's where he at. But welcome to our guest for the day, the beautiful Callie Scott, the beautiful Keisha E., the amazing Brent Taylor, and the also amazing Dion Lack. We'll be right back after this. Okay, welcome back. First topic of the day is, would you rather live in a world without art versus a world without internet? Now, let's give a little context here. When we say art, we're talking about all forms of art. Everything you can think of as art, that's what we're talking about. Or without, of course, internet, anywhere you go. So what y'all saying? What say you?
Wow. Internet. We did that already.
Right.
Did we?
The 90s was the best time ever. I mean, internet kind of came around. No, it came around.
90s. Yeah, late 90s.
Late 90s. But that's we weren't really it like that. So, but no, like, no TV, no music, no movies, no plays, no
dancing, rapping, singing. Yeah.
Which art form would you miss the most if it was gone?
Probably music.
Right.
That's show music.
Probably right. Music. I could go without TV. I read books, but would that be considered? No. That's not.
But I'm like, what's the internet without art? What the hell are you watching?
Directions, GPS, not that.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Directions.
Hey, what do we do at the very beginning?
Pull out the maps.
Oh, you can still talk to people. So, like, you know, like Black Planet, you remember back in the day, like you would AOL Messenger, all that. So, you can still talk to people.
The internet.
No, I'm saying if you kept the internet.
But without media, I mean, without art.
Oh, that is true.
What are we going to talk about?
Right. You can't map. You can't. You got to use the art of game no more.
Is playing games art?
No, I'm saying you can't have game. Like, you can't just get your Mac on or nothing like that. Ain't no art.
Or the pimping.
I don't think that's the art we talking about, bro.
There's a fine art to this, man. There's a fine
that's
art
what
to
we don't like. Black, that's the problem Black right Planet. There. Black they Planet. All of that.
There was an art to Black Planet.
Black Planet was fun. Y'all used to be on Black Planet.
But if you have Black Planet, you can have no music on your page. Your page is going to be whack.
Yeah. That is true. See? I did change.
It was an art, Keisha. You knew the art.
Yeah, I used to do people's pages.
Did you? Oh, because you are a little computer science nerd. Look at
what
you.
What do you mean? Let me put it in here. Let me put this on here.
Yeah.
But I guess we can still have Instagram, right?
As an art, but like, there's no pictures, no like photography. There's. So all y'all looking at the Instagram model bodies is.
It would just be text. It would pretty much be Twitter without videos and freaky stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know, but like wording can turn into poetry real quick.
That is hard.
Yeah. Hey, are you rhyming? What is this? What is this witchcraft you're doing? Why are you rhyming?
Hey, we can't do that here.
Can't even do a haiku? Dang.
You can't do metaphors. Mm-mm. I'm as hungry as I'm just hungry.
Wow.
I know. What would you
No mean? Horoscopes, nothing.
Not no horoscopes. Read your Bible.
What art is that? What art is that?
It's just read your Bible.
That's what you're gonna miss, Brent.
Read your Bible.
Horoscope's gonna be like, tomorrow you will be taller. Every day, that's your horoscope. You mad?
It was hope. It was my hope. Man, what we gonna see on the internet? Ain't no acting, ain't no music. That would be wild.
It's just communication. It's just communication.
It would, yeah.
Instruction.
It'd be without artwork though, people will be talking to each other. I feel like you'll be trying to figure out something to connect to somebody else.
So I'm thinking about pastors. When you translate the Bible, Is that an art? As in, like, this is what I got from this? Is that translating to the people?
No, that's
not. No, I think when we say art, we're talking about, like, the arts. So when people, like, plays and, you know, any type of acting, music, dance, like, the arts.
Animation, all that. Yeah. Like,
are you
there'd be no pictures.
Are you getting it confused with autism? Is that what's going on, Dion?
I think Dion is thinking the art of doing something, but that's different.
Right. Right.
No, because, I don't think it's. I think it's the arts, like actual art. Yeah. Arts.
I think like when people have like no life comedy, you mean stand up. People have life experiences. You translate your art on stage. You translate your music. You know, on
but that's live. What I'm saying. There's no stage anymore. Right. There's no.
So how would pastoring work? I see what he's saying. Yeah, like how would from even from early because there is a quote unquote.
But I don't think that's entertainment.
I don't think that counts as art.
Well, I mean, anybody can't just go up. I would imagine anybody can't just go up there and do it. You have to be some kind of, no? I mean, I don't know.
I think for just simplicity's sake, we're talking about the arts.
But yeah, it doesn't make an art. You have to have skill to do anything, but that doesn't make it.
Yeah, like.
So yeah, are we talking about the skills count as an art then? No,
we're talking about music, acting, stand-up, photography, poetry, like.
Okay.
Art.
What about sports?
I don't know if sports is under arts.
No, I don't. I wouldn't consider that arts.
Here we go. That's a talent. It's more of an athletic ability. Mm-hmm. So that's what it's gonna be popping for that then.
So we can watch sports.
You can watch sports.
We can't.
Okay, we putting sports on there.
Yeah, but so I guess everybody would be a sports fan.
But also, I'd be out of a job. So no.
No, you wouldn't, girl. You'd be back to doing Black Planet pages.
Hilarious.
It wouldn't exist. So
there won't be any acting or stand up.
No, you could still have Black Planet on the if you took away arts. It would just be a page with your name. It would be maybe your picture. Like it's
no pictures.
No pictures because photography is an art.
Oh, is that? But is that considered the arts? Is that considered?
It's like your own pictures, though, right? That's not a.
Yeah, like you take your own picture.
Yeah, I just can't go to a photographer and.
Okay, y'all want to throw that one in there?
Paint it.
Okay, so we'll throw that one in there. Self portraits.
It's just a selfie. You can do a selfie. That's not an art.
You can do selfies. But if I'm taking a picture of you, then that's quote unquote photography, right? That's
we ain't doing all that, Brent. Dang.
Give me the world with no internet.
Just give me the world with no internet. Yeah.
It's too complicated.
Yeah, give me the world with no internet. I like to laugh. I need.
I'm trying to compromise and everything for these arts. Yeah, just no internet.
Y'all realize how do you go back to like no internet and you was trying to drive around? Because remember back in the day, we would have to like print out
Thomas guys.
That was.
So now we got to go back to like the big map.
I just wouldn't go anywhere. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Thomas Guides.
What's a Thomas Guide?
Hey, you're kidding.
Yep.
Wow, you don't know what a Thomas Guide is, Matt?
I won't be there.
You never used the Thomas Guide? Y'all never used the Thomas Guide? Keisha?
I never used it. I know what it is, but I never
What is it?
It's a map.
Longitude and latitude.
My dad used to use those when we would go take road trips, like as kids.
Well, maybe that's an. Is it the big one? Like the big?
It's the book. It's like a book.
Mm-hmm. It's the book. Oh yeah, okay. So I didn't know it was called Thomas Guide. I just called it the Big Map.
Like every gas station has one and stuff. Yeah, my pops used to be like that too.
I'd be so lost. We'd never make it.
It is a great but terrible method. It's like each address had like a number next to the address, and you had to look at the. You had to find it in the book of like a graph, like it's right here.
I
thought about that. That is so hard. How would you do cross country trips? I'd be mad when I gotta go 20 minutes away and I'd be like, what's the fastest route with all this Atlanta traffic?
Yeah. Thomas guys for only cities.
Yeah.
I remember when they came out with the truck drivers had GPS before everybody else had them. And then they came out, I got one immediately. My parents were like, you get lost too much. Here you go.
Yeah.
like the one you used to plug in to your
Did y'all use MapQuest?
Of course.
I used MapQuest like
y'all remember MapQuest when you had like 20 pages and you trying to get down the
street? We came here first from Michigan. We came here. We went to New Orleans for, what was it? I think it was the one of them classics, Circle City Classic or something, one of those games. And we printed off the map quiz directions, but ain't nobody paying attention. We done missed the exit 7 exits ago. Like, you really gotta. I realize now, even moving here, having to learn my way around, I try to sometimes not use my GPS because I'm like, girl, you're never gonna learn how to get anywhere because you just rely on the GPS. And so you just turn. You in autopilot. You just turn it when it tell you to turn, whatever. But
Yep.
when you got to actually look at the directions and pay attention, like
The worst. The
who does
worst.
this?
I don't. I be knowing how to get places, but I don't be knowing the street names. So then telling somebody else how to get there is terrible.
Is that a black thing? Because I feel like black people will tell you directions different than white people. Because black people really will be like, man, go to the Jack in the Box, make a right. You're going to see a Rouse, nigga. I'm two blocks on the, you can't miss it. And then we'll get there. Yeah. White people will be like, go east 10 miles. And then, man, you be like,
I
what?
hope that left or right.
Man, niggas be mad.
Black people let you miss your exit and be like, where you going? You
want
missed Texas. Why you tell me, nigga? I just got a different route.
I know.
Where you going? White people be like, you should be getting over. Like, where the next four exits?
400 feet.
Because in 5 miles we're going to be exiting.
But then think about wait, but think about that too for no internet for dating. Then you got to go back to.
The phone.
It ain't nothing on the online dating anyway.
You got to get their numbers. You got to get now. You got
But
to
how
talk
you
to
go,
y'all
like,
again.
how do you meet people nowadays? I don't know.
Outside, you go outside.
Talk to her. What's happening?
Yeah.
What's
Leave the
happening?
cat inside. Leave the cat inside and go to the grocery store. Meet somebody in the
I feel like I
produce.
don't meet anything quality online anyway.
Yeah.
I don't, at
I know.
least.
I feel like it should be referrals. I feel like if you're single, it should be like, I only take referrals from like my friends. Basically, I have my somebody has to hook us up. Somebody has to go, oh, I know somebody for you. Like, I
You
need a
would get
referral.
married and happy and just do anything for single people, huh? Like you just don't care about us.
No. I'm saying because of the whole fact, like when you go online, you don't know who this person is. You're just reading their profile, right? But it's like, wouldn't it be much better if somebody who knows you is like, wait, I have somebody for you.
I
Do
think
you
friend hookups are the
care
best,
enough
yeah. About your single friends to be out here scouting?
Right. I
Yes,
was
no,
about to
but I
say,
ain't gonna
what if
scout.
she.
It's gonna be somebody I already know. So it's not like it's
But
like
what if your friend hate on you and be like, you know what I mean? Like she
that's
be
not your
like,
friend. That's not your
right.
friend,
You
right?
need
That's
to
your
talk to
friend.
Daryl. Daryl, man, Daryl is perfect for
That's not your
you.
friend. And if you
And
are a real friend, you've hooked somebody up and you've been like, oh no, don't talk to him. Like you know who to hook your people
but who
up.
your friends want for you and who you want for you is always different because you might like a little drug dealer and now your friend is like, you got to be with a real pharmacist. Those days are long over.
It can backfire on you. Why'd you hook me up with this nigga?
For
This nigga
sure.
crazy. Oh,
That's
I
happened to me
didn't know.
once. I mean, I didn't fault the friend, but the friend did feel bad. The friend called him like, bro, I just vouched for you on one of my best, like,
Yeah.
one of the best girls I know, and this is what you're gonna do. But I wasn't mad at him. It was just
Yeah.
like, there was no ill feelings. But some people, I guess, it could
Happened.
be in that
That's
kind of
happened before. But
backfire
I'm
on you.
also saying, like, not just your friends, but like your auntie, your cousin. Because I'm gonna be honest with you, everybody got a cute nephew, okay? And it might be a coworker, old lady that work at your
Okay.
job. She got a real cute nephew. He's doing good. You know, I wish he could just find a nice young lady. Everybody, let your people know at your job,
Well,
your
let
church,
them
everybody.
she
Let
need
them
to show
know
what
that her nephew
her
just got out.
what?
Her
What?
nephew just got out and doing good.
Wow.
Used to be in rehab, but now he's in a transition home. Like,
Wow,
everybody got to start somewhere, Callie. Come on.
I did that show one time, and I
man.
was talking about being single, and it was this married couple that was there. And after the show, they pulled up their son. Like, our son is a great guy. He has a good job. I think he was like 32 or something. I was like, okay. They like he comes from a good family.
And what happened? Did you meet him?
No, I don't remember what happened. I don't know where I was at. It was a whole other state, and I was just like,
See, you might have missed your blessing, girl.
Yeah,
You
you're
never know.
tripping. I know. I
This
know. I'd be like, Lord, if I miss them, bring them back. Just.
only happens for ladies. Dudes ain't gonna be like, hey, yo, Dion, this is my niece. You know,
Oh
That's because y'all ain't no good. If it's a good guy, you good.
no.
Right.
Hell no.
Not just my niece you want to smash.
Hell no. Hey,
Just
stay
my
away from my
niece.
niece. Hey, stay the hell away from my niece, Dion.
Because Dion ain't
Oh,
no good.
I
Dion
don't
was
know
a
that.
guy.
I just don't want dick in my. Never mind. I'm not.
Yeah.
We're not.
Anytime you say niece sounds mad creepy.
It sounds horrible. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, if you're saying that to Dion, it is creepy because your niece is probably 15.
That's
You
mad
were
creepy.
60.
No, that's wild.
I got into a real argument with my cousin, well, with my uncle, because I was at my step cousin house and his cousin fine as hell. And we were like talking, and my uncle kept saying stuff, and I was like, "Can you shut up? I'm trying to." And he was like, "Ugh." And I was like,
Right.
"Let me talk to you outside." Like, I had to be like, "I'm grown and he fine. Like, mind your business."
Nah, right. We not no real men ain't trying to deliver dick to their younger. You know what I mean? Just here you go. It's cool. Nah, hell no. Nah. Hey man, stop talking to
All
Keisha,
he had to do was be
man.
quiet. He ain't got
He gonna
to
get it
help.
regardless. He's gonna get him
He
somewhere.
gonna get it
And
regardless.
he's notified.
You ain't shit, Keisha.
They are. They gonna get it regardless. At least you know this is a good person or a wholesome guy or who he say he is. You
Oh
know,
my
these are the
God.
options if it don't work out.
Meg, who?
This out here be wild. I had a dude try to talk to me one day. He was a cute guy, whatever. And I'm looking, and I was like, I'm about to get my number. And I was like, who is that on your chain? He was like, oh, that's my family. And I said, my nigga, yo, as in like wife and kids, like you really? I said, boy, they told me Atlanta was a different place, but this is beyond me.
Wait, what? It was his wife and
You know how
kids?
dudes have those chains? It'd be like a gold
With
chain
the
or whatever,
picture
and
on,
have a
with the
little
picture in the middle.
circle with the picture and have little diamonds around it or whatever. Like, sir, who was on no chain?
It was his baby mama,
Oh, that's my family. I was
though?
like your wife and kid or girlfriend. I don't know whatever their status was.
Was he in the picture with them,
It's
hugging?
you, a lady, and a child, my nigga.
Yeah. Hey,
And he stuck that in.
The confidence, I was like, oh, this is my family.
I saw these niggas is wild. These niggas is wild.
Oh, yeah, they're right here.
This
My family. Her name is
is
Kaylee. This is Melissa.
This nigga is
Was y'all
wild.
on a date?
No, I'm about to give him my number.
Nah, that mug was
A
dangling in your
locked
face
and
while y'all
bound
was
phone number on the back. I
getting.
guess out here in Atlanta, they say girls be talking to dudes that got families because men are the number of men is supposedly so much less. So maybe he just was like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, everybody else go for it. What's the problem? I was like, no,
Yeah,
thank you.
that
I
is wild. love the confidence that nigga. He at least he didn't cover it up. Like, what
I
chain?
respect the honesty. I respect the honesty.
Yeah,
It's a hard no for me.
okay. So, what y'all doing? Are you gonna
what
live in a
chain?
world without any art forms, or live in a world without internet, Keisha,
No internet. Bye bye, Squadcast.
Kelly?
Well, okay, yeah, bye internet.
She's like, wait, my check. Dion.
Yeah, I went to no internet.
Brent.
Yeah, take me back to the 80s and 90s, y'all. No.
Or everything before that. You can't just stop at 80s and 90s.
You're right. We right. I ain't never seen
60s,
nothing before that, but
50s.
I feel, yeah.
Yeah,
Ooh,
we don't go too far back. It
It
didn't
didn't skip
go
over.
don't go too far back. I don't want none of that 60s treatment. Just give me the 80s.
Yeah.
Okay, you're still getting the ass whooping, getting
I'm with y'all too.
bit.
No internet for me, so it looks like no internet is unanimous. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. Would you rather invent groundbreaking tech but never receive credit or be famous for a minor invention?
Who getting the money?
I was about to say, what's the pay like? What's the pay? Is the pay equal?
Well, apparently, if you invent but you don't receive the credit, you don't get no monies because you didn't get no credit. But famous for a minor invention, when it says minor, I would assume maybe it's not
Like
really anything that anyone
a paper clip.
uses.
Like a paper clip.
No, because that's
That's
no,
part
that's
of the
something
internet.
a lot of people use. You'd be very rich off of that.
Yeah, but it's minor. It's not like people are like, hey, have you seen the paper clip?
No,
Nobody
I
like
don't think that's a minor invention.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty major if it's stood the test of time for years and years and years. It's just small.
What would you consider a minor invention?
Probably like I don't know.
The
Throwback. Like
graphics,
a fan. Who?
I think I see his point though, because all inventions, like if it's an invention, it's going to be important. You know what I mean? Like you can invent just the backspace. That's
No, not
important.
really.
Like
No,
I
not
mean,
really. I
and
think it would be like, oh, have you heard of that little thing that you can like roll your chip bag down and it's a clip, but it like rolls it in? Yeah, I made that.
well, how could you be famous for that if nobody knows what, like, you feel what I'm saying? If it's not a common
Well,
thing yet.
because whenever you see that,
You still
because
gonna
I've
know what
done
it is.
ads, you see my face. So it's synonymous with me, but it's not really a, you're like, I don't really
That's
need
like a
that,
little
but
meme they
it's.
created for you to scratch your weave, right? It's like, it's
That's
not a
huge. That's
major.
doing numbers.
Not really, because I could just use the end of a rat tail comb. I'm not going out to buy that.
Yes.
What but if you invented it. It exists. It's a thing.
Yeah.
What if you invented the diagram of nutrition facts?
That would be major, I would think.
I mean, no one's not like, who invented this? This is brilliant. No one's thinking, no one's asking about it, right?
You know the fix it flat or whatever it is, the guy in the middle of the boat on the
Yeah.
Like you invented that. Everybody know what it is, but ain't nobody buying it.
What? I use fix it flat.
We use fix it flat. People use fix it flat.
Major Cali.
Not the fire flat, but the stuff that it's not fix it flat. It's
it's like some goo. It's like some bump.
Yeah, and he like made a whole boat out of it, and nobody else watching commercials.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
He coated it. Yeah,
that whatever that is, we don't know what it is, but he famous ish.
So it looks like that. I mean, okay, maybe that's a minor invention. I'm sure he's getting money from that because he had infomercials and people be buying infomercials.
I think maybe the major, because I feel like I just don't want nobody every time they see me like, you know, that's the girl that made. Whatever, like, you know, something stupid, like
that's I mean that's a documentary worthy. People,
I made something stupid.
But I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, it could be just something mundane, like something ordinary. Would you want to be famous for that? Like the person who invented, I don't know, like the hot comb or something like that, and everybody know
that's
Keisha.
You.
Yeah, but everybody know Keisha made the hot comb or something.
That's
like
a major invention.
But wait. Hear me out. As opposed to you invented, I don't know, solar paneling, but and you made, you know what I mean? But nobody knows Meg did that. You get what I'm saying? Would you want something that people use every day and they know you for that? Or something like, you know what I mean? Or something huge.
I guess it would depend on what it is. If it's something that's stupid, if it's something really trivial, like, I don't know, that's the girl that made
the most scrunchies for your cups,
fingers for your socks, or like, I don't know, I wouldn't right. want nobody.
No, but something that's why I said, that's why I tried to make it more like some more, I don't know, important.
I think I would rather do something, but when you say don't get credit, are you just saying like people don't know that I did it? Or you say I don't get paid because I'm not doing
no,
anything.
You get
you don't
paid.
Get credit. No, you don't. Do you? If you don't get credit,
yeah. Otherwise it wouldn't make sense.
Why right, you get
no,
paid
because
for
if
it,
you
but
make
you
an invention
credit.
And you don't get credit, technically you didn't make it because like there's people who have stole other people's patents and those people will get the money.
I thought you just meant like
because they got the credit for they got the credit for creating it.
Oh, well, then give me the little stupid, give me the sock hangers because yeah. I'm not working for the free 99. Mm.
What if
so one has the patent?
I mean, no, I think they both have patents, but I think it's a matter of like, are you on it or not?
No, I'm going to take the credit and I'm going on tour, like a book tour. I'm going to go talk about the French fry holder that I made. I'm going to keep my faith.
Because I feel like that's really what it come down to. Are you going to make money or not? Because it could be something minor, but minor inventions are still, you can still make money off of a minor invention. But whereas if you don't get the credit, I don't know how you would get the money if you never got the credit for making
it.
Like,
you just meant like, we don't know who did it.
Right.
Like, we don't know that this is the person that created it. But like, you still get paid for it, but just like, you don't get, like your name isn't attached to it, like out there.
That's what I was
people
thinking.
People can do things like anonymously or, you know.
I don't know if you would get the money, though.
If I don't get the money, then
What if the person who is getting credit for was like, I got you, but I'm going to be the face of the company.
And they steal your money.
I won't be the face of the company, but I'll give
you. I think a lot of people do that, though. Man, I won't say a lot, but.
So then why don't we say this then? Let's just say both of them get a small fee because maybe that's the situation that Dion said is I'm the face, you'll get some money. Mm-hmm. Whatever the amount is, it's the same. And it's nothing too crazy. It's not like billions. You might get like 1 million a year for both.
But one is important.
I would do the one
that's important. Okay, I see what you're
and
saying.
One people know you did.
I do
okay.
The minor one is the little gel package that'd be inside of food. And the little freshening things that'd be inside of like packets of like dry food that try to keep it fresh. You know what I'm talking about?
But like that might be something they might CNN might call you and be like, "Hey, there's an issue with moisture that you created the little moisture packet. We need you to come on at 2 p.m. today to talk about." You'd be like, "Yes, cool." So you like the expert.
Dion wipes.
What? What?
Dion
Oh, it makes sense at all.
Jail wipes.
They got jail wipes. Dion made jail wipes.
Keisha, why wouldn't you want the
Everybody know
fame?
you foot.
Why wouldn't you want the fame?
Well, if it's something that's important, I'd rather do something important for all of mankind, for society, than something that's trivial that I just get credit for. I don't really like even with acting and stand up. It's like I don't want to. This guy came up to me the other day. He's like, "Excuse me, are you Keisha?" I was like, "No, my name is Tamika." He's like, "Dang, you look just like this comedian." I was like, I ended up telling him eventually. I was like, "No, I'm just joking." But I don't have a desire for fame at all. Like, I don't need people to know nothing
The
about
fact that
me.
she
The
went to
less you know
another
about
hood
me, the
name.
better. I don't need you to know none of my business about nothing. Why
You went from Keisha to Tamika, another hood name. Who could have
I
said
had to think of something.
You can say like Janet. My name's Janet.
You know his Starbucks name?
I don't go to Starbucks. I don't drink coffee.
Wow.
I've never had coffee a day in my life.
Do you have tea?
Wow.
Do you drink tea? Just water? You don't
If
drink
I did, I wouldn't go
water?
to Starbucks if I drank tea. I mainly only drink water. Every now and then, like I just had some pop because I had pizza. That's probably the only time I drink something
Come
different.
on, Midwest with the
Pop,
pop.
I still say
Come
pop.
on. Not the
Or if I go to the
pop.
movies and I get popcorn, I'll get like a Slurpee. But for the most part, 99.9% of the time, I only drink water.
Yeah, that's
That's
dope.
good. Good for you, Keisha. Good for you.
Okay.
Unlike Brett,
Man.
survive off of malt liquor.
Shut up.
Mountain Dew.
And juice. And
How old was
juice.
you when you had your first Mountain Dew? Like 4 months?
Wow. No, actually, I didn't really drink soda. I mean, yeah, soda and stuff like that till I was probably like in high school or something. My mama a nurse, so I didn't do all
Where did that voice
that.
come
Why'd your voice change? What is
from?
that
Every
about?
time.
When
Every
I'm
time. Who
serious.
is this? Every time.
It's
What?
my real voice. It's
I
my
have
real
never
voice.
heard you talk like that.
I
Yeah,
hate this.
Where are you
Let
from?
me hear your voice for what is your voice for
Are you
real,
from
Brent?
Santa Monica?
This is my real voice. I'm from Linwood. You
Why
know
would
where
he
that
change
is?
his voice? Do he start licking his lips also? What the
Why
hell?
you don't talk like this normally?
Because Dion was in one of the pictures. I'm not about to use my deep voice. Like,
Come
no,
on,
it's
man.
not even
Who are
deep. It's
you?
just
Not about to.
everything
It's not
changed.
my regular.
DDG ass nigga.
Exactly.
Hilarious. Like everything just went very differently.
So silly.
Brentwood. He
That's
giving
my
Carl
honors.
Poultry on us.
Hilarious.
Brent,
Wasabi
you do
69.
really have some good like different impressions. You
Thank
change
you. I
your voice
appreciate
very
it.
easily.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I really appreciate it. I've been working really
Did
hard. I've been working really hard at it. Thank you.
you like practice this when you were young?
Not really. Like sometimes, like I'd be listening to stuff.
If
You
you couldn't
know?
change his
Yeah.
height, he
And
had
I
to change his
couldn't, you
voice.
know, I just kept doing it, you know, and I just kind of changed into what I'm talking about, you know.
Do Pinocchio. I want to be a tall boy.
Wow, Dion.
Real boy. Hey,
Dollars. Hey, God, you would have killed in the 80s with those milk commercials. When I get older, I'm going to be just tall as you. And I...
okay.
swing and a miss. Swing and a
What?
miss. Steer.
You
Steer like one.
remember
You at first,
those
and you lost
Okay. On that note, would you rather invent ground
it.
would you rather invent groundbreaking tech but never receive credit or be famous for a minor invention? What say you, Dion?
I want groundbreaking tech.
Okay. Nobody knows you did it, Brent.
No, I need my fame, man. Y'all need to know about it. Man, I made the beanie, yo. That's Brent. Y'all rocking the Brent beanies, all that, whatever. I made that. I'm the reason y'all doing that, yo.
Yeah,
What's
he's
the
an
point?
elf. He's an elf for
I'm an
me.
elf.
Callie.
Yeah, I for sure want fame. I'm gonna go do something with the fame part.
Okay, Keisha.
Groundbreaking tech.
Okay, the tiebreaker, and I'm gonna go groundbreaking tech because I'd rather other people get what they need and can value, I guess, the
Wow, you
technology.
invented filtered water? I did. I did.
People just
No, you
disrespecting your
didn't.
water and stuff, you'd be like, man, they don't even know.
You're gonna be like, no, you didn't,
The
Dion.
person that could have made the internet decided, like, no, instead, I'm just gonna make, I don't know,
Yeah,
something silly.
cornflakes.
Yeah, like I'm gonna make.
That's like the dude who made Bitcoin, Satoshi. Nobody knows who Satoshi really is. So technically, he don't like that's like supposed to be a pseudonym. So whoever he really is, not getting the credit for making Bitcoin.
They're trying to kill him.
Yeah, he probably did. But anyway, we'll be right back after this. All right, last topic of the day. Would you rather let someone you love make a life-altering mistake or step in and risk losing their trust forever? And your time traveler or the wizard told you that's how you know. Like, which one would you rather do?
Wait, say that again.
Let them make a life-altering mistake.
Yes. So, somebody you love, would you rather let them make a life-altering mistake, like you know what's going to happen in the future, or you step in and you risk losing their trust forever? Because what if it doesn't happen?
Like a math problem.
I think I would step in and just risk losing their trust. That's fine. You ain't gotta trust me. I know what I did for your best interest. I guess
What if
most
it's like
people
your
would
best
life
friend
alter.
and you and she's like, I know this is the man for me. Like everything is great about him. We're getting married and you know, maybe they even have a kid together and you're like, no, sis, run.
I guess it depends on what that is, because that's kind of like, you fall and bump your head. A lot of people do that. But if it's like you're gonna lose a limb or you're gonna end up homeless, like I think it kind of depends on what it is.
Okay, so let's get some examples then. So let's say she is just going to be in debt, get divorced in the future. Like, you know, she'll be in debt,
Girl,
she'll
you
get
go do that
divorced.
anyway. I'm mad at
She'll
my business. I'm mad at my business over here, girl, because you'll be all right.
be all right.
Have people in high school with divorce. You'll be all right.
I've lost friends because I'm a let you like I'm gonna support you and love you regardless, but I'm gonna tell you my opinion. That way, when it falls apart, you can't be like, "Girl, why you didn't tell me?" I'm telling. And if you
Because
don't,
maybe I act like I didn't know. How was I supposed to know he was a? I mean, I don't know.
Tell.
But if it's something that's really like you're gonna like seriously injure yourself or something like that, then I'm telling you for sure.
What about die? What if they were gonna die?
Okay. I'd rather you live and never talk to me again. That's fine. I got a new friend. I got a great personality.
What if it was your brother?
It was my brother and what?
And then,
And
like, he was like, I'm never talking to you again.
thank God.
or
But
die.
what?
I can't.
Wait.
Go live,
Why is
and
he?
I ain't gotta
Why
talk
is
to
he?
you.
Like,
If
either
I
way.
whatever I tell him, he's gonna either die or he'll never talk to me again.
Yes.
Just never talk to me again. That's fine.
Yeah.
I'll send a message to mama, daddy. They gonna never talk to me anyway. You thought you weren't gonna talk to me. I'm not gonna let you die, dummy. Like,
Because he can't talk to you if he dead.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
I think I need to write like a book or something. Like, this is going to happen. And then just like be like a prophet. And then, like, on this day, 3 years from now, this is going to happen to my homeboy. And then it happens. And like, how'd you know? And I'm like, buy my next book. And I'm trying to be like, make money off of somebody's death or something.
And then you're gonna be wrong because you only got that one revelation about that one person. You got no other prophecies.
You mastermind
Friends
is
walk
the
away from
demise.
perfectly healthy relationships thinking it's gonna fall apart because Dion.
Hey, and none of your other predictions came true after that. They like, bro, you killed that man. You did it.
I don't know. I
You
guess
did it, true
overall,
crime.
I'd be a
I think
one-hit
that
wonder.
person
That's it.
is
That's all that matters.
hilarious.
I'm going on tour with that first book.
But that would just suck that somebody that you love now they're not talking to you because, like, what if you like sabotage their relationship? Because she was like, oh, I know you're about to die, so I'm just gonna sabotage it. And now that relationship's over, and now your friend hates you. And you tell people, like, yo, I knew she was gonna die. They'll be like, oh, you weird. How did you know? You don't know.
People gonna hate you for
I mean,
anything.
if it's less than if it's less than death, I'm telling.
What?
If it's less than death, I'm telling. Like if it's something like, you know, like if it's something like death, okay, I'm telling off top. Like I wouldn't want you to
Oh, okay.
die, because then we can't never talk anymore. You know what I mean?
But what if,
Mm-hmm.
like, you're just gonna lose a leg?
Or
No,
if they a
I'm telling you.
vegetable, they're paralyzed from the neck down.
That's basically death. Because
But
that's
I
the thing about
see
love
is.
you. If you love a person, you know that whole saying, like, I want you to be happy even if it ain't with me, which, BS. However, That's how it's supposed to be. That would be miserable. But that's how it's really supposed to be if you love a person, right? So if I love you and you ain't talking to me, that's fine. But you're alive and you will and you thriving. And you got other people that you're going to talk to, whatever. And I'd rather you have that than to not, to go through some crazy type of hardship.
And now your homegirl
wrote a book about you. Because then my conscience is not going to allow me to live a full life. Like that. Right. Preventing her from losing her leg every time I see her.
Right. Life. And now she's going on a whole campaign smear for her 300,000 followers, how Keisha is a hater. Keisha used to be my best friend, but she sabotaged my relationship. She said this man was going to kill me. She lied because she is just a hater. And now everybody in the world thinks that you are a hater, Keisha, instead of the truth, which is you trying to save her life.
Your friend is Risa Tisa now on TikTok doing 180 series.
You remember Risa Tisa? What if you really did lose your leg and you like, nigga, you could have told me? Oh, shit. Keisha, you knew I was about to lose my leg?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you run here hopping around. I'm like, I ain't really know how to say it because I want to be my friend. I still want us to go to happy hour every Wednesday. So that's why I ain't tell you. Like, I'm not going to happy hour, period. I only got one leg.
Okay, how far would you go, though? Okay, so if you knew your friend was going to lose a leg and you told them, but they didn't believe you.
But did he keep his leg?
No, he loses the leg eventually, but you was like would you would and they like, why didn't you try harder? Like, what would you say?
Girl, I tried to tell you.
Right.
I mean, like, if I know the event, I'll try to, like, let's say I know it's gonna happen when you walk out this door and go to such and such. I'll try my best to keep you in the house that, you know what I'm saying? Like, to prevent, if I know exactly when and where it's gonna happen.
Try your best, like you'll tackle them.
Yeah. Right.
What's your best?
Yeah, I work out. I go to the gym. I'm pretty strong.
I told Dion earlier today.
Over here with something. I ain't gonna let you like, you know.
Yeah, you supposed to be a friend and tell them, yeah. I told Dion
they don't believe you. Like, what length would you go to like try to stop them from?
Right. Like I told Dion.
Hey, what happened?
I told him he was like a squeezed avocado. No, I told him. I was like, don't wear that. You're going to look like a squeezed avocado just talking to us. Don't do that. But he was like, no, I'm doing it. It's cool. I got the beanie. I was like, all right. Fuck it.
I'm telling you. Squeezed avocado?
Like guacamole?
Like dirty guacamole. I was like, don't do this. Don't do this, Dion. I see the future. I got my glasses on.
Wow. All right,
bro. It's on you.
There it is.
We love you, Dion.
Yeah.
That's what love feels like, man. Tell your friends.
I'm glad you got out of the third one, though. I was like, this better work, nigga.
Just gotta try. Just gotta be patient.
Oh, yeah. I think I'd be okay with somebody, even if they did go on a smear campaign and said I was a hater and all that kind of stuff, I'd be like, that's fine, because I knew it wasn't going to work out with y'all, and I knew I had divine intervention to tell me, and so y'all gotta think I'm crazy, but I'm glad I saved your life.
I'm okay with people not talking to me. I'm real peaceful with it. Like, you're not gonna talk to me? Oh no, because I loved you. That's crazy.
There was a discussion online saying ghosting is childish, as in if you don't have the courage to say the reason why I'm not talking to you is because of this. This is childish. Y'all agree with that?
I do. I think ghosting is great.
That's kind of childish.
I think it's childish and cowardly. I think it takes nothing to just be like, hey, thank you, but I'm not interested. We're not online or whatever.
But Keisha, you got to be careful too, because there's some crazy, especially dudes, they may take that and be like, oh, for real?
But if I'm ignoring you, they're going to be like, oh, for real? You know what I'm saying?
No, because you could just, because they don't know why you're ignoring them. It could be you're busy, you're, you know, there's a bunch of reasons.
You know when somebody ghosting you. I feel like it's more polite to just say, so that way you don't have to reach out again and you don't have to wonder or whatever. Just like, oh, hey, thank you, but this just didn't.
What if you send them that message and you're like, oh, it's not going to work out because da da da, and you block them?
Before they respond, that's childish.
Don't somebody feel like going back and forth with you? Like, I'm letting you know, hey, I don't want to be cool with you no more. Bye.
I never blocked afterward.
A lot of people don't be wanting to say nothing because they don't want to have the whole entire discussion, which I think is childish. But
I've never had anybody to kind of go back and forth, I guess. So
you ain't never told a dude, like, hey, I don't think this is going to work out. And then be like, why?
Why not?
I mean, they might say the why, but I usually put it in the reason. Like, you got to prevent them from having something to say back. Hey, it was great. However, X, Y, and Z, like the reason why.
What's
So
the
easy.
childish reason? Like, what's the worst reason that you gave, Keisha?
Well, I didn't tell this guy this, but in my mind, it was like, you just got too many purses. You just got too many. I was trying to give you a pass.
Purses,
The first one, I
purses.
was trying to give you a pass. Every time we go somewhere, you got a new purse. I can't do it. I can't. And
Was
this
the final
crochet short
straw?
set set it off. The crochet short set
Wait,
was.
did you tell him that?
I can't.
Yo,
Why you
crochet
didn't? So
short
you
set.
basically have semi-ghosted him because you didn't tell the truth.
Then you send me 17 affirmations in the morning. I can't. I can't.
Not the affirmation.
Y'all could have shared
Well, here's the thing. I try
Yo,
to not, like,
he definitely practices Kwanzaa.
I don't.
that's hilarious, bro.
I feel
That's
like this,
crazy.
I'm not interested. Like, I had a great time. It was good meeting you. However, I'm not interested in a romantic way, is what I put, right? So I feel like I don't have to say, like, I feel like that's kind of mean to be like, I hated that short set you wore the other day. So it's just like,
You getting off real easy that nobody's making you stand your ground on why they not
like,
being
I'm
like.
telling you, I'm not interested in a romantic way. You can be friends. We could be cool.
What if he was like everything you like, but it was the purses? Would you like overlook that and be like, okay, he's very manly, he's
I
very,
don't feel
very
safe.
God-fearing,
First of all,
he's.
we both got up from this table and did one of these numbers. If somebody ran up on me right now, we was in the gym talking about this the other day. This guy who was dancing, the girl changed her mind. He was like, "Would you change your mind? I don't feel safe. Somebody run up here to kidnap me, and you in the middle of the floor doing the Pop Smoke." No, I don't feel safe. No, I can't take you around my daddy.
What if he got
I can't
that
take you
hammer
around
in
his
his
purse
purse,
though.
though? I can't take you
No,
around my daddy.
but what if he got that hammer in his purse though? You
you need
know,
to have it on your hip because now you got
man.
to unzip. You got to pull it out. You got to flip it open. You got to pull the thing to the back.
Hey, yo,
No. It needs to be on your
you
hip,
said you
sir.
gotta
Locked and loaded. Now, where the
unzip
clip at? Now you got the clip and the zipper part on the other side. I ain't got time for that. I ain't
But
got time
baby, it matches my butters though. Look at what's happening. Look
I done
at
messed with
what.
a lot of hood niggas that was strapped and none of them needed a purse in order to do so, okay? No. No. Then you gonna buy a designer bag to put the gun? No.
Wow, that's
That's funny.
hilarious, yo. That's funny, isn't
That's just worse
it?
than when you're trying to stop talking to somebody and then they try to convince you that you're wrong. That's a icky, yucky feeling because then you'd be like, dang, I should probably give you a second chance. And then, oh, I'm okay. I'm the problem. Cool. Thanks, guys.
I feel like a lot of guys I talk to, they have their egos
Hilarious.
too big
Wait,
to go
have you
through.
ever like gave somebody a second chance because they did that?
Yeah.
He talked his way
And
back
please.
in. We
I hated it the whole
just
time.
getting started, man. I
So
was
what
going
was
out. I'm done. I'm done.
what could I have done?
It
I'm
was
already
like,
outside. I'm outside. Please open the door.
on
Open the
a
door.
super,
I'm
super
outside.
good first date. Like, he was really good at planning dates, and I like a date. And then I was just like, yeah, I'm not really feeling the chemistry. Like, it was, I wasn't attracted to him physically. And like, every time he would try to kiss me or something, I'd be like, oh, it's you. And then I was just like, hey, like, I really think that, like, we like close to the same field, and like I don't think that you should date people in the same like thing as you. And he wasn't going for it. He was just like, well, citing
Your
sources,
why wasn't
couples have
strong enough.
made it.
Your why wasn't strong enough. You know what I mean?
Right, because I was
Because
trying to
they're
lie.
trying to convince you of that it ain't
He said, I
strong.
can give all this up. I get this all. I give all this up for you,
I
baby.
had a dude the other day.
Please.
I was like, nah, I already dated somebody in this gym. He was like, I go to another gym. I was like, damn, you're the first person here to say that. Because the rest
Well,
of them be like, I ain't cool with these niggas. I don't hang with these niggas. That
then
wasn't strong enough. I'm just not interested. It don't matter
yeah.
what gym you go to, I'm not interested in you, sir.
Oh, Keisha, he about to go to a whole nother gym for you.
I mean, I appreciate it. I was like, you know what? Okay. But see,
But see, that's not
you gotta give the
ghosting.
why. No, I'm just saying an example of the why wasn't strong enough. He can like, oh, we can get past that. Or we kind of in the same field. It's like, you gotta be like, I'm not feeling you.
I
I feel
mean,
like most of the guys I dated, their ego is too big to even try to like more than one time go back and forth. They're not about to like beg.
you got niggas with standards. I love that for you.
Yeah.
Ellie.
I feel like Dion and Brent have been so quiet. Why
I was just letting
y'all ain't
y'all
never
know.
ghosted
Nah, I
nobody?
was about to say. I
Y'all
was just
get the
about to say.
ghosting?
I'll be ghosting sometimes, but my spirit is weak. So like, it'll go for a little while, but then like after a month or two, man, Keisha, what's happening? You know, I was tripping. You know
Nothing.
what I'm saying? You
Nothing.
know, man,
I ain't heard from you in a
I was
month.
tripping. I was tripping.
We'll keep on tripping. I
was that my spirit love. My spirit bad. My spirit. I'm a dude. I mean, it sounded like a good idea in the moment. Man, fuck Keisha, you, man. I'm deleting her. Nah, I'm telling
you. Now you're calling me because you're bored. No,
the block will get spun. Okay. Ghosting don't. It's hard being a nigga ghosting for real. If you seriously ghosting somebody, like something wrong with you. Like, you really that mad at her, bro? Like,
have you guys been on the ghost side? Because that hurts. As in, like, really? You like?
I had a hit out with Puerto Rico with his family in January. I don't know if that nigga's still there. I don't know if something happened or what. But I heard it's November, and I'm like, we had a great day. Everything was cool. That nigga went to Puerto Rico in January. I ain't heard from him since. I don't know.
He had a family girl. He just
maybe so.
A girl hit me with the you more like my brother than anything, and it's just I can't even move forward. You know, this,
you get a strong why. You can't come back from that.
Yeah.
I've said that before.
Wow.
I want to keep this just like this right here. I like this right here. I don't want to mess this up. Respectfully, got it?
Did you stay friends with her?
And I tried to hit it with, like, I can at least take you out, right? She's like, no, that's good. I said, oh, we can't even be friends going out. She's like, I don't even want to find that slippery slope. He said, no, we good. Let's just keep it like this. Yeah. Online.
A little bit. I'm also the type of person that I want to know why. Depending on the situation. If I just gave you a number, we talked once or twice. But like, I had somebody who was kicking in. I was like, what happened? Like, oh, nothing. I'm like, nah, I ain't buying that. And I had to finally like pry it out of him. But I'd be kind of, I need to know the why.
Yeah.
It was very much, I was that kid.
It hurts.
But why? It hurts.
That happened to me one time. I got ghosted back in the day by this dude. I thought he was so cute. And he was in LA. But I come to find out, I was like, oh, that was God protecting me because he was like a scammer. He even lied about being in a fraternity. And somebody hit me up years later and was like, you know he not a capper, right? He said he crossed my chapter. I'll tell you right now. Wow. Nigga lying. He didn't went to all type of capper events. They don't know he not a capper.
Like,
what?
That's crazy. I just gave my number to somebody, and my homegirl was like, "He has 159 comments on the T app." I was like, "Oh."
I was just thinking that if a dude really in his ghosting bag, then he really got shit to hide. That's what I'm saying. Like, if a dude is really ghosting like that, I feel like to hide.
I think y'all don't know how to communicate. Like, if y'all not interested, I don't think that y'all are going to communicate that. Y'all just like, oh, she'll know if I just fall back. So I don't know.
There's a possibility.
So that's what. So that's why I said, Keisha.
Look at Di. Okay. That's a Di. That's your go to.
There's a possibility.
They just running
might pop up.
You stupid. But that's why I said I don't know if it's ghost. Go. I call it. Maybe it's a smoke. I'll throw some smoke out there. I don't know about a ghost. I'll fall back. Yeah, nigga, fall off. I got other shit to do, man. But. And when I ain't that man, my nigga. Like,
niggas
come on, I ain't got shit.
Because niggas on ghost because they on the bench is like, it's been one of these days you're gonna have a weak night and be like, hey, what are you doing?
I was mad at her. She wasn't even mad at me. Kelly, what's happening? You know what I mean? Like, that's how I be looking. Kelly, what's good, man? Then she's like, man, like, you know, I was tripping
with somebody. Say you went out a couple times with a girl, or whatever, and you realize you're not feeling her. What would you do? Would you just never call her again if she started reaching out to you? Like, that's what I'm saying. Ghosting to
she
me.
She really have to be she really have to fuck up for me to just be like, nah, I'm cool. Like, I'm good. Like, don't, let me change this number. Like, something really wild would have to pop.
What if
you know
just
what
realize,
mean?
Like, oh, she boring. I don't like her personality. I can't see myself in this.
I can get over that, though. I mean, we could do something fun.
Brent, your standards are low.
I'm a real ass nigga. We gonna do something fun. I got to get over that.
What if even you do hilarious. Something fun, she's still just sitting there like this.
We can do something fun. Like, because I've been like, trust me, I was just finished like, man, I talked to a girl. She was boring as hell, yo. It was just like, oh, damn, yo, I'm cool. But then I thought about it, and I was like, I got this. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to do it.
Brent,
I'm not
going to
spend a gang of time. Wait. Well, I'm not going to stay.
Still got a post.
I'm not going to stay here. I'm not going to stay here and be boring. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do something fun with her and bounce. Like, that's the man. You know what I mean? I'm going to do something fun.
All this has
she ain't going to bring me down. She ain't going to bring me down. I'm going to bring her up. Like,
all this has taught me is that your standards is as low as your height. That's all I'm hearing.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow, man. Oh, wow.
He's much lower than his standards.
Brand is like, look, did she got a heartbeat? Okay,
see Dion, look at Dion. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah. Before I ghost her, at least I get topped off.
Wow. Wow.
No.
Wow. Some, I mean,
she might, yeah, she might.
Because while some dude is trying to go somebody, somebody else gonna be like, dog, you was tripping, my nigga. She ain't that weird, my nigga. She ain't
that weird.
She ain't that weird.
That type
bro.
Of love never finds me. I hope that comment is never associated
nigga,
with
my she had ass, nigga. You just didn't talk to her because she weird. You ghosted her because she weird, nigga.
So what she had a nub and missing teeth.
Man, wow, my nigga. So she got a smart mouth. She's a comedian. Yeah. Nigga, you
so
just gonna
she
go
snag a tooth. So what?
Surely got ghosted before, but didn't notice. Because I only reach out twice. Like it don't matter if you friends or family or a dude I'm talking to. I'm gonna reach out twice, and if you don't hit me back, I kind of forget. So then, like. I'm on my own, minding my business. I had a dude hit me back and was like, hey, I'm so sorry. Like, you know, me and my ex started talking. And I was like, oh, I forgot we was talking. Like,
that's a good response.
Right.
You ever ghost somebody and you ran into them in public?
I never ghosted anybody.
Hey. Oh, what? I just got your text message. Wow. What is?
From 3 weeks ago?
I thought I responded. It's in my dress. I thought, yeah, hey, how are you?
I've never ghosted anybody.
I don't think now that we're talking, like, have I ever? I don't think I've ever ghosted anyone.
But also, when I think about it, I rarely give my number out. I gotta genuinely be interested, and it doesn't mean that I won't end up not liking you. But I'm interested enough that if it didn't work out, I would say, like, it ain't a complete just like, oh my god. So I would tell you because I'd be like, oh,
them DMs though. Them DMs ain't the number. You can still.
I don't even respond to niggas in my DMs.
So if you block somebody, does that count as ghosting them? Like if you block their number?
Ghosting is you don't tell them why.
Yeah, you don't tell them why you block them. You just start
that's
talking
ghosting.
To them.
You
block
just,
them.
Yeah,
that's
you ghosting, block, right? You ghost to them and you block them.
Okay, yeah. So y'all never did that? Just dump somebody? And
I never blocked nobody's number.
You ain't never been that mad?
I got to block your number. I don't got no willpower, and I'm really forgetful. So if I'm done with you, and I can't remember why, then you can't see that things
you
might
think
work
when
out.
I'm done. I'm you. It's 0 or 100.
I'm fucking with you, Callie.
You don't exist. So unless you on my line acting crazy, you know, you blowing my phone up or something, then maybe I could see blocking. But other than that, or even on Instagram, like, no, nigga, you gonna see me.
Okay, so what y'all doing? Y'all gonna let someone you love make a life altering mistake, or are you gonna step in and risk losing their trust?
I'm gonna step. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Brent.
Man, I'm gonna tell them, yo. I'm gonna tell. As long as, like I said, as long as it ain't like something morbid or something like that, man. Like, you know what I mean? You'll never want to lose a loved one like that. I would do anything to protect a loved one or something like that. But like I said, if we just. You know what I mean? Like, man.
So you going to tell him?
Yeah, I'm telling. If it's anything else, that's all.
Keisha?
I wouldn't want to tell.
I'm going to step in.
You telling Callie?
I'm telling.
Dion?
I'm just going to agree with everybody because I didn't hear the question.
Are you going to tell? Are you going to let them make a life-altering mistake? Are you going to tell them and then risk losing that friendship or whatever the love?
I'm telling.
I'm telling too. I don't care if you don't talk to me ever again. Looks like it's unanimous, guys. Thank you for joining us for this special Christmas edition of Squadcast. I'm your host, Meg Scoop. Thank you to our guests for today, Dion Lack, Kelly Scott, Keisha E., and Brent Taylor. We will see you next week. Merry Christmas.
Christmas season.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.